The Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast is powered by Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. When you need a bit off your top, book an appointment at a Lady Jane's near you. Visit LadyJanes.com. Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. It's wicked awesome.
I'm going to get you high today, because it's Friday. You ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
Kicking David Chuck the Freak.
It's a day celebrated all across the nation. Bitches be tripping. What's up with the Asian?
Dave with the news, douchebag of the day. Rip cord in the hot bitch, bitch away.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, yeah, come on.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
We've heard how crazy Gwyneth Paltrow is. The 47-year-old actress also owns a lifestyle brand, Goop. And she made headlines when she unveiled a vagina-scented candle earlier this year. Well, now they revealed how they got their inspiration for that. By smelling Gwyneth Paltrow's vagina.
She made him take a whiff.
It's her own, like one of those flavor guys.
They're so good at marketing.
Yeah, they
just
are.
Just getting attention for their brand. Silly.
The head of merchandising said the Goop office is unlike any other workplace in the world. And for this new candle, we did all have to smell Gwyneth's vagina. She is the ultimate embodiment of the brand. And she wanted to ensure authenticity with her products.
I think she was joking when she said that.
I hope so. I imagine it smells like pine and cinnamon and maybe like,
I don't want one to smell like pine.
Pine and cinnamon and maybe like some mint.
Pine.
Yeah.
Well, what is an odd one.
This is what it smells like. So this is apparently what Gwyneth Paltrow's vagina smells like. Geranium, citrusy bergamot, and cedar.
Oh, yes. Oh, there's an earthy.
There's an earthy tone.
There's an earthy tone to her.
Yeah, wood. Gene. A wood.
Sold out immediately when it went on sale.
Well, sure.
You think perverts spotted up?
I can't wait to get there.
They're not going on the Goop site. Those candles have to be expensive.
Yeah. How much is it? It's got to be like 40, 50 bucks, you think?
Probably.
Who would spend that on a candle?
It's, so they're not,
it probably
you're not
just
getting,
smells like a fancy soap.
Yeah.
Well, Ken was just talking to me the other day about getting some Chuck's Balls candles.
Exactly, but you got a...
And I was like, oh, man, I don't know if he's going to want everybody to put their nose down there. That's just, like, my territory.
Well...
$75 for this freaking candle.
Yeah.
But I love that some guy created his own knockoff called on Etsy called This Smells Like My Dick.
How much is that? $5?
$16.50.
Okay.
Yeah. Vagina-smelling candles are a crazy thing.
Oh, my God. So it's sold out on her website. People are selling Gwyneth Paltrow's vagina candles for $400 on eBay.
Jesus.
Huh. Wow. There's a knockoff version on it.
Yes, there's a knockoff. It's only $20.
Like, it smells like my bosom.
It's still on sale on the website.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, you can get it.
Oh, okay.
That's crazy.
That would be such a crazy candle to have in my house. You know, like, you people come over, like, what kind of candle?
I tell you what, if you made, like, a little circle of those, that'd be the most bizarre seance you could ever have.
Oh, my God.
Well, imagine someone comes over, though, Lise, and they're like, oh, my God.
It smells so good.
It smells so good in here.
And they're like, what is that?
Oh.
It's Gwyneth Paltrow's vagina candle.
Yeah, it is.
Turns out her vagina smells really good.
It sold so well, they even came out with like a Smells Like My Vagina perfume.
There's also the Smells Like My Orgasm one. There's other candles that you can get.
What does her orgasm smell like? Pink grapefruit, neroli, and ripe cassie berries.
Mm. It's just amazing because, no, it doesn't. But it's just a funny label. She basically just labels things in funny ways.
Yeah, that's all it is.
And then sells it for $75.
And sells it for $75.
Like a troll.
It's just like funny labels.
Yeah.
She said the idea is that women have been taught to have a certain amount of shame about their bodies. So if you just light a candle that says this smells like my vagina and put it on the coffee table, it's kind of like a punk rock statement. Like, take that.
Yeah.
James, what would you say would be the flavor profile of my taint area?
Oh, my God.
Smells like Chuck's
it's
taint.
Very manly musk.
So yeah, it's like a musky. It's a thicker, like motor oil.
Thicker. Yeah. Oh, my
motor
God.
Motor oil would be a good activator. A little leather, because you always wear those.
Yeah.
Leather caps.
Leather.
They're not really touching the taint area, but, you know, they're on. And they're
yeah, they're there.
And when your face is buried in there.
Yeah, you smell some.
Yeah.
My God. Leather, motor oil. And you want to get some... Oak, yeah. I would say some sort of like woodsy, maybe some cedar,
mulch.
Ooh.
Ooh. I hate to smell mulch.
Yeah.
Motor oil, leather, and mulch.
The mulch is already like in the process of decomposition if you're going to use mulch.
Yeah.
If you want to really simulate the Chuck's taint experience.
Yeah. Old mulch.
Old mulch. How much are we selling
mulch.
Smells like Chuck's taint?
As much as we can get for them.
Exactly.
I'm guessing probably maybe $4 or $5.
Yep. $4 or $5 a shot.
Available only at Five Below.
Yeah, going straight to the Five Below. Yeah. They won't even carry him at the designer stores.
Smells like Chuck's tape.
Ooh, that's not good.
If you missed it earlier, Lisa, you know, is looking for like a cooler version of the Friday Bitches.
Version.
Well, just like a softer version, maybe. But someone did send along a suggestion here for you, Lise. It's not quite Friday Bitches, but this was a guy who auditioned for the X Factor a few years ago. This listener thinks you might appreciate his song.
I was working all week. Nothing exciting. I was working all week. So boring. But tonight I'll go out because it's Friday night.
Yes! This is it.
I want to be serious, Lisa, because I really like this one.
I want to dance.
All night.
And I want to drink.
Yeah.
All night. And I want to party. All night. And I want to enjoy this night because it's
Friday night!
Woo!
It's an incredible song.
It really is.
He dances like I dance, too.
Hands up.
Yes, he does.
Friday night.
He's got a tiny little smoke machine.
I'm waiting on you to come closer because tonight we party till the morning light. I'll buy you a couple shots and a couple drinks, then dancing all night long to sing you non-stop. That's all I want because it's Friday night.
Yeah!
A little too sexual for me.
Wow. Yeah, the smoke machine.
Incredible.
There you go. Wow. At least there's your
new. Something like that.
That's right what I'm looking for right about that.
It's Friday night.
It's Friday bitches. Yeah, we're going to drink. It's Friday bitches.
I worked on week. We don't make it too dancey. We don't want it too dancey.
No, not too dancey.
Just enough to get the groove.
Yep.
Just enough dance.
Just a little German.
Just a little German
and a little dance.
Yeah.
Just party all night.
Friday bitches.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The week was long.
We are so tired.
Lisa related to his whole song.
Yes, I do want to drink all night.
I do. It has been a long week.
Oh, my God. Yeah, we worked all week. It was boring.
Do some shots. Hit the bong. Friday, bitches. All night long.
Yeah.
Perfect.
That's great.
It's already written.
So there's a German guy listening who could put that together for us. That'd be wonderful. Thank you. Send it to email at daveandchuckthefreak.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
If you think Jeopardy superstar Ken Jennings might be in the running to take over for Alex Trebek someday, this could be the beginning. Ken has joined Jeopardy as a consulting producer, and his duties will include presenting his own special video categories, developing projects, helping with contestant outreach, and serving as an ambassador for the show. To me, that sounds like they're setting him up to be familiar with the audience so he takes over when Alex Trebek is done. Because Alex Trebek could be done at any point, right? Depending on his health.
Yeah,
he's still, like, that one video we watched with Alex Trebek was awesome. Like, that he looked like he was still, like, didn't even have any sort of battle.
No, he looks great, but he also still has a pretty deadly
That's a rough road.
Thing going on, right? Season 37 of Jeopardy! Premieres September 14th. Ken Jennings makes his debut on the 15th. So it does sound like they're grooming him to take over.
Ken Jennings has a bit of that. Like, he thinks he's...
Oh, he's got that cockiness.
He's the guy that won a bunch.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And, I mean, I know, you know, like, Alex Trebek he's older now and stuff like that. But, like, the big knock on him back in the day was he was kind of pompous while he was doing the show. You know what I mean? He's kind
of... comes off as a douchebag.
Yeah. And so getting another guy in there that is, like, younger and maybe a bit of a
has
doucher.
Has a tinge of the douche?
Maybe it's the right move.
I think you need a tinge of the douche.
You need a tinge.
Just a tinge of the douche.
No, it's not that, you dummy.
A little bit.
I think you, for Jeopardy, you have to have a tinge of the douche. And he's got it. Yeah, so he could probably pull it off.
Just laughing at the contestants.
That should be a show, Tinge of the Douche.
A tinge of the douche.
Tinge of the douche.
Just a tinge.
Just a tinge of the douche.
Tonight on A Tinge of the Douche. What's a tinge? Like, what's the exact?
A tinge.
A sprinkle. A sprinkle. A touch. A taste.
A touch.
A splash.
Tinged. I don't know.
So it's more of a color.
More of a a tendency toward a trace or some color. So, like, I guess a trace of douche.
Right. Yeah, like, there's a tinge of green. There's a tinge of green there.
Right.
Yeah, a trace or slight degree. But normally it's referred to a color.
Slight degree of douche.
Yes. The douche degree.
In music news, the Rolling Stones, when do you think they'll be done?
When they die.
That's what they say.
Oh,
Mick
really?
Jagger says they have no interest in retiring. He just did a new interview with Rolling Stone. He said, really? We all can't imagine doing anything else. So you may call it a habit. It's what we do, though. And there's a thing between us, like, who's going to be the first one to get off the bus? And we all agree no one's ever getting off unless we're pushed off.
This video is so crazy to me because at some point they had a meeting and they're like, what do you want to do with Start Me Up? And he's like, how about I wear a lady shirt and some hospital pants and I'll just dance around and seduce the camera and the audience.
And Ron Wood will stand there looking very creepy.
Right, and then we'll all join together, and you guys will be wearing men's clothes. And I'll just dance away. And
I will thrust.
I will hum the air.
I think that's it.
There we go.
Yep.
There's the storyboard meeting for Start Me Up, the video.
That's a crazy video.
The Rolling Stones had planned on touring extensively this year with U.S. dates scheduled throughout the summer, but like most things in 2020, those were interrupted by the coronavirus pandemic. But Mick Jagger's still optimistic. He says we might be playing to very few people, but we still want to play. He said even though we might be lucky enough to have sold tickets, we may not be able to do all those shows at once. We're hoping we can work through it somehow.
Those guys are... Older than 80.
Well, listen.
Like, they gotta be 80, right?
How old were they when the Start Me Up video was made?
55.
Right. You know? And when was that?
Like 1942.
Yeah. Like,
when did it actually come out, though?
The song?
1981.
Yeah, I was gonna say 82, so 81.
Yeah, I mean, they're old men.
So that was 40 years ago.
Yeah.
And they were old
right.
men.
And you have to understand, they started 30 years before this song came out, right? They were like a 60s band.
Yeah. They just keep going. Mark Maron has a great
50s band, really.
Great bit about watching the Rolling Stones now and how scary it is that they
could die at any second. Just,
if Keith or Mick fall, it's going to make a lot of people sad.
Well, but they say they're just going to keep going until they die.
Well, yeah, I get it. I mean, like, they're literally it's going to be the there's going to be a death tour.
Well, okay. So here's a question. If you love a band, do you want them to keep going until
they die,
or keep going until they just like a Motley Crue type of thing where, oh God, they can't do it anymore?
Yeah, because they can still do it.
Because they can still do it.
I'm fine with them doing it still.
I don't have a problem with you going until you can't do it anymore.
Yeah, but look at all the bands that can't do it anymore, and they still sell out their shows because the people just want to see them.
I know.
Watching your band's age is one of the most depressing things.
Yeah, it's sad.
You
it's
could
sad
ever. Thing. I mean, like, have you, like Marilyn Manson, the difference between where he was then and now. He just looks like a fat goth chick.
I know.
Yeah, and he's wearing leather that doesn't fit, and it's just
he's been like that for a while.
And he doesn't give up.
No.
But again, he still sells out shows. People still want to see him look like an old aunt.
Yeah, scary goth aunt.
Scary goth aunt. They don't care. They just want to hear their songs they love.
That's my aunt. She's a witch.
Because like, it's my whole thing being a big U2 fan.
But they can still do it too.
They can still do it. But if all of a sudden there came a point where it's like, ooh, Bono can't really sing much anymore, and they're bringing girls out onto the stage to hit the high notes for him. Stop. I don't want you to do it anymore then. You know?
With Tool, what's crazy is that they started out as like, and a lot of bands do this, they start out, they're young, and they're total freaks of nature. They're so, so talented, and then they're still human at the end of the day, you know what I mean? So it's got to be exhausting to go out there and drum like Danny Carey at his age.
Right.
It's nuts.
You just, at some point, can't do it as well.
Yeah.
And the thing about, like, are the Rolling Stones coming out with new albums still?
Yeah, I think they're working on one. They've got a couple of songs written from what I've read.
Okay. Because that's the other thing that I wrestle with is whether or not a band should at some point just stop putting out music.
What sucks, too, is like I saw Tool like when they were like so good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then it's like they're still great.
But they're not.
But you have that memory of when you saw them in their prime.
Because when I saw Tool, I went with my buddy who was loves them like you love them.
Yeah.
And he came away from that show like, huh. And I was like, oh, it was good. And he was like,
right. Well, he saw the Lateralis tour.
That's what I mean.
I saw that as like an 18-year-old kid.
Right.
I was like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I think there's definitely a group of people that want to remember their favorite artists in their prime.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But I think still the majority just still want to see their favorite artist, no matter
what. Right. I guess if I was a band, I wouldn't want to become like the band that comes to town and no one's really even looking at the stage. They're just looking at each other, singing the songs from their favorite moments of their.
Yeah, but you don't care because you just made $50 million.
I get it. I understand that. Like, I do. I understand that. But I mean, like, there's a lot of bands that come to town. No one really cares that, you know, I'm going to pick a random band. Like, Def Leppard is on the stage. They're just so excited to be in the crowd and they're screaming, pour some sugar on me at each other and remembering old times and blah, blah, blah. And I don't know how much it's about the band as much as it is about just the nostalgia trip.
That's what most of those concerts are about.
Yeah.
That's what some of the most successful concerts of the day are. It's all those nostalgia tours.
Right. And I guess to me, I'd be like, I don't want to be a nostalgia tour band.
Yeah. No.
I want to be, either U2 or
I'd start myself up all the way to the bank.
Oh, yeah. They don't have to, though. That's the other thing. Like, you know, they've made so much already.
Yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
I know some people have wild last requests, like Chuck wanting to be buried in a pyramid or Andy wanting a statue. Mm-hmm. But then there's this guy in Virginia, Suddy. Suddy's a World War II vet. He wants to go out a little differently. Here's what he's looking for.
A World War II veteran will get the unique casket he's always dreamed of. Listen to this. Sonny Economy, who is friends with Sammy Oakey, the president of Oakey's funeral home in downtown Roanoke, requested that his casket look like a giant pack of Juicy Fruit gum. Now, Economy is sick, and he's currently staying at the Salem VA, but he's known for handing out sticks of gum everywhere he goes. Well, at first, Mars Wrigley, the company that owns the Juicy Fruit trademark, said the funeral home couldn't use the logo. But Oakey says the company changed their mind thanks to an email he sent Wrigley's president.
So I emailed him and got a reply back within a couple of days saying that they would change their policy and allow this to be done and actually even give some Juicy Fruit product for the visitation.
Oakey told us he hopes Mr. Economy gets better, but he's happy that things worked out in the planning stage here. How about that?
How about that?
Juicy Fruit just was not used to getting a request like that. They didn't know how to respond.
No, they were like, this is a joke.
Think about it for
a
second.
They're like, this
is
a joke. We can't have a dead guy in a Juicy Fruit pack.
But you can't say no to that.
No, you can't.
And they're like, wait a minute.
A World War II
bet? Right.
Yeah.
Here you go. That's what you send product. And someone likes Juicy Fruit a lot.
Yeah.
It'd be awesome if he wants his suit to be made out of like foil so he looks like he's wrapped
oh,
up.
My God.
He is a piece of gum.
He's a Juicy Fruit.
Yeah. That's all he wanted.
They'd have to play the jingle, though, for me to go. Because that would make it for me.
Oh, here but we go with the jingles.
You can't. Oh.
No, but
you
it's going
can't.
To.
You
if you
want to
make it a full theme.
You need to detox from jingles.
No, there's no. Like, this is what I want to go to the funeral.
Take your shirts off, boys.
Yeah, yeah okay, I will.
Taste is going to move you.
There's Dave.
You know what's funny?
Gum and waves.
I know a different version than this.
You do?
Yeah.
You know an alternate?
I know an alternate.
Taste is gonna move ya.
The lyrics, they changed the lyrics to the beginning of the song.
They changed it up a few times.
Mm-hmm. So whatever.
Juicy Fruit.
I like Except Juicy Fruit.
It's the 7 seconds.
Yeah.
For the 7 seconds the flavor lasts,
really
it's amazing. It's
juicy.
They do also, that was the water ski version. They have a volleyball version, Chuck. That's probably maybe the one you saw, you're thinking of here.
I don't know. That seems a little too late.
Do you know how terrifying it'd be to be in the early 90s and have a bunch of people running at you chewing Juicy Fruit?
Yeah, no, this is different because that's how get the net set up.
Pull it out.
Now that the sniff, pull it out is the...
Take a sniff, pull it out, the taste is going to move you
when you pop it in your mouth. Yeah, that is what I remember, and that first song didn't say that. It was like something else, and I was like, oh, what are they? Well, that's
I always thought that was quite sexual.
Mm.
It
well,
seems like
there's
some like subliminal. Take a sniff, pull
juicy.
It out,
yeah.
The taste is
going to
move you when you pop it in your mouth.
Yeah.
Some guy was like, yeah,
it does smell good, though.
It does.
The taste is
going to
move
you when you pop it in your mouth. And it's right into a woman's
That's
mouth.
That's a candlelight bag. And then it's really weird to have a girl slowly place a piece of gum in your mouth. It only happens in commercials.
It does.
So look, yeah, they should play the song.
Every time they say the taste is going to move you when you pop it in your mouth, look, every time it's a woman doing it.
Well, yeah, they're not going to show the guy.
Yeah.
That'd be weird.
Well, that time it was a guy who was popping it in his mouth.
No, it wasn't. It was a woman.
No, it was a girl.
Right, hello, right. What
watch,
are you looking at?
Watch. There's a
woman.
That. But then wait.
No, that's what I'm talking about. The taste is going to move you when you pop it in your mouth. It's always a girl.
Yeah.
You think we're going to sell packs of gum
fighting.
By putting sticks in our mouth? No.
No, but eventually a girl seductively puts a piece in a guy's mouth.
Well, I think that's why the guys buy it. The guys buy it, so they're like, I hope my girl pops this in my mouth.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
They said they're about to beat bang.
Seductively puts it in.
Have you ever had anyone feed you gum?
That's what I'm saying. No, it only happens in a commercial.
Like if I'm driving.
I've had someone pop gum. Yeah,
hold a stick or whatever.
Yeah.
But it's not as like sexual as that guy got his.
No
it's not
way.
Like she slowly caresses him from behind and puts it in your mouth.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, oh, you're driving. Keep your eyes on the road. Here, bam.
Yeah,
that was just slow, gentle push.
Yeah, that was very erotic. I've never seen a piece of gum be delivered in a more erotic way.
Yeah. Only in commercials, guys.
Yeah. I think the female doing it to herself was more erotic.
Yeah, okay, right. So your theory is to pop it in your mouth. There's always a woman with her mouth open popping the sexual juicy fruit gum in their
look,
mouth.
Right here.
Okay, so this one did it too?
Yeah. Let's get to it.
See, that's different.
Look, kids love this song. Always. It's always a woman popping it in her mouth.
Yep.
That's what stuck with me through the years.
That is an erotic gum commercial.
And the skiing one? That's going to do it again? Did we watch that one already?
Nope.
Jesus.
They did every sport. I told you, they did every sport.
Yeah.
Get your skis shined up. Grab a stick of juicy fruit. The taste is going to move you. Take a sniff.
Take a sniff.
I feel like it's the same girl in every...
Yeah.
Is there juicy fruit girl?
There it is.
She
pops
it in her mouth.
Yep.
Every time, it's always a girl popping it in her mouth.
Make sure there's a real hot bitch.
That's how they were, like, in the
Yeah, that's how they were. Find us a hot slut. Get a real, skeggy-looking broad. And,
Mr. Wiggins, what do you want in the Juicy Fruit commercial?
Chicks with lips. A fine idea.
When do you want...
Get these Tates on the team. There's a
Scottish guy.
Yeah, he's on there.
What about Tates?
What about these Tates?
You're forgetting about Tates. Don't forget.
How do you want her to chew the gum? How do you want that?
Sensual like it.
Want to do it like it's in pornography?
She's taking it in there. Putting it in her mouth slowly.
That's juicy.
Savory.
Savory.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, so that was water skiing, volleyball, skiing. Is there more? Look, see, there's another one there, too. That's a...
Oh, that's the same
one. Same one.
So
there.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Oh, what are these guys? Different. This is extended. Jesus, like a mini movie. It's a gum movie.
It's there really went 80s with it. It's like Footloose.
Oh, they tried to steal a Footloose theme.
They did.
Mr. Wiggins, what song you
got? Oh, you got those tates in there. Couple
set of tates.
Wind sealing. Surfing. Tates.
It's like a Juicy Fruit movie.
I mean, they don't even say Juicy Fruit in it.
Is it just a montage of, like, surfing?
What the hell? Oh, this is like in a lodge. Let's see if they get a woman to pop it in here.
Get your skis shined up, grab a stick of Juicy Fruit.
Imagine a guy, you go in and...
That's going to be me. That's me.
Pull it out. The taste is gonna move you when you pop it in your mouth. Juicy Fruit is gonna
do it. Yeah,
oh, they just knocked him out.
Sweet.
So that's when Juicy Fruit went more edgy.
Oh, Juicy Fruit got edgy.
Yeah,
when they came up with like Juicy Fruit Chiclets.
Aaron Paul was in a commercial, a Juicy Fruit commercial too.
Was he one of those kids?
That's,
that's probably Breaking Bad.
Jesse Pinkman.
Is that him?
Yes, it is.
Oh, I remember this commercial.
Dude, I remember this commercial too.
I didn't know it was him.
I remember thinking he has really cool hair.
Oh my god.
Ooh, and man boobs. Somebody else.
Gotta have sweet, gotta have juicy fruit.
So
nothing
weird.
Satisfies like it.
He ripped so that guy's shirt off with his mind.
Yeah.
Yes.
Just so he can get a Juicy Fruit.
James is so lucky I can't do this.
During X-Men cartoon Saturday mornings, I feel like.
Yeah, I've seen the commercial.
Aaron Paul did a Clearasil commercial.
He also dealt with Breaking Bad.
Morning, muscle brain. Ever think about adding this to your daily workout?
Stay clear.
For that rare occasion when someone would actually look at your ugly face.
Stay clear. New from Clearasil. It works better than the leading acne wash.
Seems like he plays the same character in everything.
Yeah.
Everything.
Himself.
Miracles. After all, you'll still be ugly.
He's got a cool ball bearing necklace, though.
New state.
He sure does. I noticed.
And rock the crap out of that.
I will. He's in tons. Corn Pops, all sorts.
He was in a Corn Pops commercial?
Is that him, too?
1999. Corn Pop classic.
God. I think we need to talk.
Oh, no. Not the heart-to-heart. Not now.
Because he had that perfect, like, late 90s look, right?
Yeah.
Everyone looked like that in the late 90s. So he embodied it, and they put him in every commercial.
Well, not everybody. I wished I looked like that in the 90s.
Okay, let's spike it.
Slay it.
Yeah. For me, it was not as successful.
Yeah.
Same outfit, but I just didn't look as good.
So there, somehow we got here from an old guy getting married in a casket that looks like Juicy Fruit.
Yeah. It took us here.
But it did.
The Juicy Fruit ride.
Mm-hmm.
We definitely took quite a ride.
It's a wild one.
I think he's rocking Jingo jeans, too.
He is.
Yeah, it looks like it, yeah.
Yeah, they look just... outfit. And so, also in a ton of commercials was...
Walter White.
Walter White.
Crazy.
Because I noticed he was in another one up there, too. He was in the, is that a dressing commercial? Oh, that's embarrassing.
Bye-bye bottle dressings. Good seasoned Italian has a zesty taste.
Those are good.
He did Preparation H.
Yes.
And Shield soap.
I forgot he was in the Prep H commercials.
It's to relieve pain and itch, but you get an extra therapeutic action with Preparation H.
You do.
It helps speed relief to inflamed hemorrhoidal tissue with oxygen action.
Thank you.
A special medicine in preparation.
He and Aaron Paul also was on The Price is Right. I forgot about that too.
Oh yeah,
those guys were everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bryan Cranston did a ton. Look, Shield soap.
Is that him right there?
Sure. Yeah, that was. Oh no, no, he catches it.
Glasses.
Yeah,
he had a problem. People noticed, and one day he noticed.
He dressed as a skunk.
He's dressed as a
skunk. How embarrassing!
When I found out about Shield deodorant soap, unlike ordinary soap, Shield keeps you smelling fresh and clean all day long.
Oh, those are the soaps that would heat your skin right off.
Oh, yeah.
Right, it's like Irish Spring.
Yeah. He was in a Michelob.
In a Michelob commercial.
Michelob.
He did every commercial.
Oh, this is a classic.
You remember it?
Yeah.
No one could ever deny you're on your way to the top and along the way.
I love these, like, you're on your way to the top. The only way you'll get there is with Michelob.
Yeah.
You know how you'll succeed?
Might as well stop drinking every day. Booze it up now.
Only alcoholics succeed.
Yep. Yep.
You can do it.
Grab a Michelob. Drink and succeed with Michelob.
Yeah.
Drink and succeed. Drink and succeed.
Yep.
You want to take the edge off of all that cocaine? Drink a Michelob.
A new Michelob Light.
For when you gotta come down from a cocaine high.
Yeah, that's it. It was the 80s.
When you
it
got,
was the 80s.
When you got work to do in the morning.
Exactly.
That's totally how they portrayed it. Like, you'll never get ahead if you're not drunk.
Well, and they're showing, like, lights and buttons and things. Like, he's working at NASA.
I'm in charge of some really important stuff. Might as well get blown out of my mind. Michelob. That is how, like, I think he's in charge of the nuclear launch button.
That's what it looked like.
Yeah, he's he's championing fighter jets. This must have been right around Top Gun, right?
Yeah.
Where you're going, it's exceptionally smooth Michelob.
For when you want to be hungover in a jet. We recommend Michelob for fighter jet pilots.
Yep.
Amazing how they sold, like, advertising back in the day. They could get away with anything.
They just, they had a certain set of.
Yep. Let's see you popping that dong in her mouth again. Take two.
Yeah.
Michelob! Oh, the night belongs to Michelob. I don't know if I've ever heard that.
Oh, my God.
Oh, hell no.
Yes.
What's this guy doing?
He's about to bang six chicks.
He's got to get drunk first.
Is the other one showing up?
With that 80s hair.
Classic song in a classic commercial.
So exceptionally smooth.
Yeah.
They knew what they're doing.
The night belongs to Michelob.
I'm going to go get a Michelob this weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to get wasted on Michelob.
Is it?
Michelob's still for sale.
There's Michelob.
Yes. There is?
Yeah.
Wow.
I believe so.
That's incredible.
I think they're like the lightest beer you can have.
Yeah, we had company over the weekend, so I got a fridge full of them if you want some.
Really?
They brought them and left them.
Well, no wonder. You just, they were just trying to
well,
get rid
I
of
guess,
them.
Yeah, the Michelob Ultra, you know that. It's the Ultras. People drink those Ultras.
Oh, that's what we have.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Michelob's still there.
Wow.
And it'll do everything for you.
What a great name.
Michelob. You like it? You think it's a
I
solid name?
I do like it. I like it.
I love that they could
Michelob.
Just advertise however they want to drink in the morning, afternoon, and in between. No matter what you do.
Do they have commercials now, Michelob? I bet they're
I think they're just the ultra ones where it's like weight loss.
See how times have changed, what we're interested in.
That's it.
Just interested in weight loss.
Yeah, John Cena is in it. Now we're getting to the real reason why it's in this fridge.
Three legs. Well, actually, this makes you want to crack one open.
Oh, yeah. It's Jimmy Fallon and John Cena.
commercial.
Damn it. If it's good enough for John Cena, it's good enough for
Working
me.
Out sure is.
Come on, man. You just got to see the lighter side of it.
I remember that.
Oh, this is it. This is how I die.
The man of Jimmy Fallon. You get a personal workout from John Cena, you bitch. God.
So, yeah, the times are like fighter jets.
Right.
Women.
Fighter jets.
Yeah. Bars.
Yeah.
Getting to the top.
Yeah,
six
exactly.
women at a bar.
And now it's working out.
Yeah.
Trying
yeah.
to lose weight.
Right.
<you know>?
Yeah.
And still be able to drink one or two beers.
Right.
That's right.
Yeah.
Gotta stay healthy and fit, but I like a few beers. Michelob.
Gotta miss the 80s.
Hot night injection drinking.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wish I lived like Rob Lowe in the 80s.
When they encouraged us to drink at work, make a little
lines of Coke.
Lines of Coke at work.
It's a different time.
Yes.
It's unfortunate.
Yeah. Slower times.
It's a slower time.
Yeah, those times were way cooler.
Oh.
They just get less and less cool as time goes
on.
Oh,
my God. Right.
Could you imagine 1983?
No. I couldn't imagine being me in 1983.
Whoa.
1983,
Andy.
Oh, my
God. It would have been a fast ride. Let me tell you.
Yeah.
It would have been a fast, wild ride.
Yeah. Dressed like Don Johnson. And
I would have had my Don Johnson suit on.
Yeah.
Had a boat wreck.
Oh, my God. Wild times.
Just, a boat wreck.
Yeah. I would have, so much cocaine would be in the water.
It would.
Oh, here's Andy again. Oh, my God. I can't believe that guy's
look at those fucking eyes! I'm not cocaine!
He's driving a very...
Driving a boat, it's the 80s!
He's driving a fast boat!
Andy on the board.
Oh, God! I hope these sluts throw me some whippets!
How is that guy still alive?
Woo! The 80s! Carefree!
1983 ending!
I'm on my way to have unprotected sex!
Oh, all the unprotected sex you can imagine.
It's the 80s!
Oh.
Woo! Parents!
He has parents.
He owns
parents. He lives in Miami.
He's got his own alligator.
Oh, Andy in Miami.
Oh, 1983. My God.
Miami.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'd have just a different, like, slightly different suit. Same thing.
Incredible. I would love to see a commercial with 80s Andy.
Well, it would have been a short one.
Yeah. Those 15-second spots.
He crashed his boat.
That was just footage of his life.
They said when the boat exploded, they'd never seen so much cocaine in
there. It was fire and cocaine just everywhere.
Well, fire and cocaine, the 80s Andy Greenskill.
Yep. Miami Andy. Miami Andy's vices.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
The Tasty Bits podcast is brought to you by Manscaped.
Flowers are blooming, the grass is growing, and it's time to mow your lawn. And now, thanks to Manscaped, you can trim the hedges below the belt safely and efficiently. I'm talking about ball trimmers. Manscaped is here to make sure your balls are smooth and smelling nice. After all, it's time for some spring cleaning. So do yourself a favor and always use the right tool for the job. Go to manscaped.com now. Use code WRIF to get 20% off with free shipping. Your partner, your body, and your balls will thank you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.